Introducing two new and improved Jeremy's Razors. Fighting the left and building the future means constantly bringing your best, and that's exactly what Jeremy's Razors is doing. Choose between the new and improved Precision 5 Razor for an exceptionally smooth and close shave, or the brand new Sprint 3 Razor for a quick, clean shave. The new razors feature top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy an ergonomic handle designed for superior durability. The new coated stainless steel blades are sharper, so they last longer. Increased flexibility allows the razor to better contour to your face to reduce nicks and cuts. Plus, the lubricating strip is now equipped with argan oil and aloe. It's time to toss out that woke razor and get yourself a Precision 5 or Sprint 3 trial kit today. Pledge to fight the left and build a future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.
So today I want to review what some have deemed my hottest takes when it comes to dating advice, or maybe my worst takes. They're kind of, it's all perspective, one or the other. I've done a few installments of giving such advice to the sad souls who use Reddit, so now I think it's time to reflect on the important knowledge I've shared with these sad souls. Now, I, of course, am objectively right in all these cases, but that doesn't stop everybody from disagreeing with what I have to say. Let's take a look. This one says, wife might have lost interest in me and be looking elsewhere. We've been together for 5 years now. For the last 6 months, we've been fighting and arguing a lot. It's mostly stopped over the last 2 to 3 weeks, but as of this last weekend, she suggested an open relationship, stating that she's read that men are happier. I do not want it. But the more I think about it, the more I feel like she wants it for her. She's always getting hit on, even when I'm right there and I work long hours, so I'm not home a lot. I know if I agreed to this, it would be just for her. I don't want anyone else, and even if I did, I'm unattractive and socially awkward, so it's not like I'd get anywhere. What set me over the edge is that I gave her my card before work to pay rent, got home and wanted a soda from the store, and as I was looking for it in her purse, I found a letter she wrote today. It doesn't say who it's to, but it's obviously not for me, and it's signed Love Always, and then her name. I don't know what to do at this point. Do I tell her how I've been feeling? Do I confront her about the letter? My God, these are depressing. I think I might cry. If I had a soul, I would cry. But I don't, so we're good. But anyway, do you confront her? What do you mean, yes? What else would you do?
This could very well be the stupidest person on the face of the earth.
What do you mean, do you? She literally wrote a love letter to another guy. How could you not confront her? What's the other option? Would you go home, like order a pizza, watch MasterChef together, pretend everything's fine? Is that even a feasible option? If I was in your shoes, I couldn't do that. That would be impossible to do that. You can't be so cowed, so emasculated that you're that good at hiding your thoughts and feelings around her. So yes, you confront her. Yes, you put your foot down. None of this is okay. None of it is remotely okay. And by the way, there's no such thing as an open marriage.
Not quite my tempo.
A marriage, by definition, is closed. There's no open marriage. It's like saying that you live in a house without a roof. If it doesn't have a roof, it's not a house. The roof is like sort of the whole point of the house. That's what we talk about, you know, you're living under my roof. I need a roof to sleep. It's the roof. That's the roof is one of the main features of the house. And if you don't have that, then you don't have a house. And in a marriage, one of the primary defining features is the exclusivity, is the commitment you make to one another. So there's no open marriage. What there is it's called adultery, cheating. And even if you both agree to it, it's still adultery. All right, next. It says, I feel like I'm not allowed to have my own time. I've been dating my girlfriend for almost half a year now, and it's been mostly great other than her clinginess. She's the type to send multiple walls of text while I'm at work, and then when I give her a quick response trying to explain to her I'm busy, she thinks I'm upset at her, which in reality I am, and I've tried to explain to her that there's no need to blow my phone up when I'm on the clock at work or at school. I'm trying to explain to her I'm busy, and I've even set boundaries for her to not borderline spam me when I don't reply, but I feel like when I bring this up, she thinks you don't want me to text you at all. She's also tried calling me while I'm at work, and when I don't answer, she'll text my parents asking if I'm safe. There's also been instances of me having to text her to get her to let me be when I'm hanging out with a friend. I think we get the idea here. Extremely clingy, extremely needy. Once again, I would say break up.
Bye, Felicia.
Now, granted, you guys have been dating for half a year, you'd say, which means you've barely been together at all. Okay, so you're still babies in a relationship. And she's still in the infatuation stage of things. And every couple has the infatuation stage when you're sort of obsessed with each other and you need to be around each other 24/7, which there's no love before. The infatuation gets in the way of love. There can't be real love because the infatuation stage is self-focused. You're obsessed with how this person makes you feel. So it's all about you. She's texting and calling you all the time. Not because she's actually worried about you, but more that she needs that constant connection with you for her own self. But she doesn't really care if she's intruding on you or not. So it's really not about you at all. It's more about her.
Tell me I'm pretty! Tell me I'm pretty! Tell me I'm pretty!
There's probably nothing beneath the infatuation except the infatuation itself. This is going to be one of those situations where you stay with her, and then in a few months, she gets bored and just breaks up with you also. She'll go from utterly obsessed with you she doesn't want anything to do with you, just like that. Or she'll cheat or something. So I just cut this one off now. I mean, general rule here, if you've been dating for only 6 months and she's already annoying the hell out of you every second of the day, not a good sign. So I would just leave that one alone. Okay, next question. So I've been on 3 dates with this girl and we're really clicking and I really like her and she just agreed to a 4th date tomorrow and it's been about less than 2 weeks since we started talking. Point is, every now and then she goes off for a good few hours. And I don't know, I'm in all sorts of stress. I don't want to say anything to her about it because I don't want to overwhelm or seem needy, but I need to be able to healthily deal with this. And I just instantly run through scenarios that she's not into me or so-and-so. Are some people just not into texting? I don't know. Do I just need to chill the F out? Listen, there's nothing more repulsive to a woman than neediness in a man. That is the most repulsive trait, is to be needy. So you are being repulsive in the eyes of this woman. But the problem is that phones and text messaging and all of that stuff just ignites this kind of neediness in people. So I'm not really blaming you for this. And like everyone is like this to a certain extent at this point, not just in relationships. The very fact that the other person has their phone on them at all times means that you feel like, and not just you, but universally, you feel like you're entitled to their attention all the time, because they have on them the means by which you can get their attention, right? But you aren't. I mean, you can't just barge in on someone at all hours of the day, relentlessly, whenever you feel like it, and expect that they'll drop everything they're doing and respond to you. It's insane. But it's an insanity that, I mean, you're in good company, because like most of the country, this is how they operate. If they send a text message, they expect an immediate response. You know, I frequently get text messages and I don't respond to them for days. I treat text messages like they're letters, and I'm living on the frontier in 1835, and the mail comes by horseback every 4 months. I give myself that kind of time to respond to a text message. That's what I do. You know why? Because I don't owe you a response. I don't owe you my attention. I'm doing something. I'm in the middle of something. Leave me alone. Or maybe I'm in the middle of nothing. Maybe I'm literally just sitting on a chair staring at a wall, and you send me a text message. You know what I'm still going to do? I'm going to look at my phone and just put it down and not respond. Because I don't feel like talking right now. If I felt like talking, I'd be texting you. You see? Look, the point is, this girl doesn't exist simply to respond to you. If you want that, go ask for a date from Siri, okay? See if Alexa is still single. You want a human being, then let them live a life apart from your constant surveillance. Get a grip.
Well, I mean, looking back on these clips, I'm not sure how anybody could disagree with me on this or anything else. Now, if you want to make your case against my advice, feel free to do so in the comments below, but just know you may be banned from the show for doing so. So be careful.
Are you struggling to lower your bad LDL cholesterol, even though you may be taking a statin, swapping steaks for salads, and exercising while listening to this podcast? Ask your doctor if Repatha Evolocumab is right for you. With Repatha, you can dramatically reduce bad cholesterol and the risk of another heart attack while enjoying life too, because you're human. And with convenient self-administration, you can take Repatha in the comfort of your own home. Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Repatha can cause serious allergic reactions. Signs include trouble breathing or swallowing, or swelling of the face. Most common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. Visit Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA. Talk to your doctor today about Repatha.